You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Wednesday, and we thank you for tuning in and listening in. I am sitting alongside Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Now, yesterday was Election Day in Washtenaw County, and there was a countywide ballot issue to be decided. The Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage is what it was called. And it passed yesterday by a comfortable margin. It is an 8-year, $1 million countywide proposal that will generate over $15 million annually. Nearly 64% of participating voters stood in favor of that tax levy. 38% of the money is going to be dedicated to mental health services, 38% to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office for public safety initiatives, and the remaining 24% will be distributed based on population to the communities in the county that fund their own police departments. Now, you had some trepidation as to whether or not this was going to pass or how close it was going to be. Did you not, Sheriff Clayton?
I did. I was cautiously optimistic. It was a countywide vote. People get inundated with millage requests, so I knew that was going to be an issue. And I'll just be honest with you, so a central part of it was public safety in Washtenaw County. Those things don't always align. So, yeah, I had some concerns.
And in looking at the margin of victory that this passed by, 64%, roughly two-thirds of people casting votes were in favor of this. Does that in some way say to you, we've heard people with much less margins of victory call it a mandate. How do you regard it?
I don't know anything about mandates. I do know this. I think we laid out that Washtenaw County is facing some crises around mental health disorder, substance use disorder, that I believe and have believed that public safety, the foundation from the sheriff's office, was in jeopardy if it didn't pass. I think those are critical issues. I think we made the point. I think the point resonated with enough people, and those are the results.
So let's take a look at this. This is a tax collection that's going to start in December of 2018 and will extend for a period of 8 years beyond that. In looking at the first year of collection and your initiatives, what is going to come first at kind of better dealing with the intersection of mental health and law enforcement?
It's a great question. I just spent 2 days in Lansing at a Mental Health Criminal Justice Summit. As part of the Lieutenant Governor's Mental Health Diversion Council. They brought in some of the experts from around the country, some academics, researchers, mental health professionals, and law enforcement professionals. Here's what I took away from that. That in Washtenaw County, what we've started to do in terms of partnership and laying out a strategy for how we build this comprehensive approach to providing support and diversion for folks with severe mental illness, actually is sort of leading the way. There are some things we're leading the way on. There are certain things that we're not so good at. So we need to take a step back, and I'll just give you a couple of concrete steps. Our staff and mental health staff are going to meet. We're going to have a discussion about what we heard at the summit. Do a quick analysis of where we are, where we think we are. And then the recommendation that we got from the summit is we need to form a mental health diversion council, a group different than the group that has been identified for the board to talk about how to spending. But we need to look at what outcomes we really want in Washtenaw County and what strategies we need to put in place to get to those outcomes. And that, I think, should lead how some of those dollars are spent.
Can't even allocate any of that money or plan for its allocation until such time you determine the methodology of how you were going to deal with the issues.
I would say it this way. You probably could do that. That's not the right way to do it. So I'll give you what the mandate was. The mandates from the people is we trust the fact that you'll spend the dollars like you said you're going to spend the dollars. We trust you to put together the right strategy to provide the right safety net for people. That's what I'll take away from the mandate. And quite frankly, all of the elected officials that are part of the decisions moving forward, we should hear what people are saying. This should be built from grassroots. We should talk to the consumers. We should talk to the service providers. We should get a good understanding of what the challenges are and what the solutions are to those challenges. And then we need to allocate the dollars. Here's how we operate in the sheriff's office. Mission drives strategy, drives the structure. Then you look at the financial architecture for supporting it. That's what we're doing in police services, and that's what we should do in this collaboration.
How is this going to change the way the officers on the street interact with those who may have substance abuse issues, with those who are dealing in drugs and some criminal activity, but may have issues that is symptomatic of? How is that going to change policing behavior and community interaction?
So I don't think the millage in and of itself changes a whole lot from the sheriff's office perspective. So,
but
we
the methodology you're talking about creating would.
So there's a behavioral piece. So now we have to overlay what we call that law enforcement assisted diversion. So that will be a change. What we hope, if we get this implemented in Washtenaw County, it will give police officers the discretion when they come into contact with someone, be it because they're in a mental health crisis, because they know their substance use disorder issue, there's some small crime that's been committed, and we think the root cause of that is substance use disorder, to divert that person from jail. So some of the behavioral change is officers will look at people without the stigma associated with mental health and substance use disorder, be in a better position to discern what is the cause of the behavior, and then have certain criteria where they can make decisions where people that don't need to be in jail won't end up in jail.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. He is here on the day after that Washtenaw County voters passed the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. So we talked a little bit about what needs to go in before this tax gets levied at all, how we're going to start implementing programmatic changes. Paint me a picture 5 and 8 years down the line through the course of this levy of what law enforcement and what treatment, mental health treatment and service is going to look like and how that is going to all work together.
Well, again, just one person's vision. Obviously, I'm one of part of a larger collection of people that will make those decisions, but I envision us being a county where mental health disorder, substance use disorder is not stigmatized, that it's not criminalized and people end up in jail, that we have a community crisis response strategy that may even have a facility, maybe a 48-hour facility, where people that are in mental health crisis, whether they come in contact with law enforcement, whether it's a family member, can take that person to that location, get them triaged, get them connected to a case manager that will help them from not only the psychological or the mental health issue, but what about the physical health issue? What about all the other contributing factors to behavior that land them in our spotlight? That those things are addressed. I also have a vision that it's not just about the, it's all these other things. What about homelessness? So what about what happens when a person's in crisis and stress because they don't know have anywhere to stay? What about transportation? What about a person that gets a technical violation that end up in the system that gets reviolated and back in the system because they don't have transportation to get to their appointments? I see where we take a step back and we look at all the contributing factors and we have a strategy to address those contributing factors so people don't end up in jail that don't belong in jail.
Do you see recidivism going on the decline over the course of the collection of this millage?
It's funny. One of the things I learned up there is we need to define what we mean by recidivism. So there's recidivism comes in a couple of different ways, and let me just say this. There are a number of factors that contribute to recidivism. What we're going to do is we're going to carve out our definition of what recidivism is, identify what contributes to it, and in that instance, yes, I can see recidivism going down. I can see it's, and think about this, recidivism and it going down is not just about the perpetrator not committing a crime, it's about not having new victims. So this is about public safety for everyone.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Now, obviously, there were concerns. And while 64% of those who cast votes yesterday were in favor of this issue, that obviously means that there was 36% that were not. And there are concerns out in the rural portions of the county, and you can kind of look at the demographic map and see how that played out, that they're paying 24% extra that is going to go to more urban communities that have their own police departments, and the money can be spent on any discretionary way that those communities decide. It doesn't have to go to public safety or mental health services. How do you respond to their concerns, and how are you going to make this collection work for them?
Good question. They're part of Washtenaw County, too, so we need to be sensitive to their concerns. I'll go back to what I've always said. The money that goes into the coffers is never always evenly distributed. That there are sometimes you see the direct impact of your tax dollars. Sometimes there's indirect impact. I think, again, for all those jurisdictions that got that money, it is the responsibility of the people that live in that community to talk to their elected officials and talk about their values and what the priorities should be, how those dollars get spent. To my friends in the out county, I clearly understand their concerns. I'll just say this. everybody gets public safety services. Whether you contract or not, this enhances it. For our contracting partners, whether they believed it or not, if this millage did not pass, our ability to provide contracting services with the same kind of cost structure that we had in the past was severely jeopardized.
Some townships said, bring us back, we'll pay more, but let's not allocate the money separately and differently and for discretionary purposes in other communities.
So I heard what they said. And they said they did the calculations, but they did the calculations based on the existing number of PSUs. I know that there are some communities that contract with us now that would not have been able to pay full costs, which would have reduced the number of PSUs overall, which would have driven up the per PSU cost. So they did the calculations based on what their current assessment is, but they don't know what the future increase were going to be. So I challenge whether they are 100% confident that they could have made that. And quite frankly, I was elected to make sure that public safety is intact in Washington County. I wasn't willing to take that risk.
Sheriff Clayton, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming
thank
by
for
today. We
me.
Appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton and the aftermath of a victory for the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. Stay tuned to WEMU throughout the day for more election coverage. And, of course, we will cover these issues ongoing and moving forward. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.